Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Now, as you know, we make very frequent trips to Ireland, and then we have a great number of fans of the Chieftains who say, do you ever run into Paddy Maloney or the Chieftains over there? And I have good manners, so I say once in a while, which is actually a lie because I have yet to meet the Chieftains, in Ireland. You'd have a better chance of meeting them anywhere else in the world except in Ireland. So I was going to say, friends, that we take our microphones to Dublin, Ireland, the home of the Chieftains. But actually, let's just stay in the United States because, as I say, there's a better chance of catching up with Paddy Maloney on our side of the water. Hello there. Happy New Year to you, Paddy.
A very happy New Year, Adrian. And, gosh, it wouldn't be like coming on tour or coming over here at all if we didn't make contact. We've been in touch with one another for so many years.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get rid of bad things, isn't it?
There was a time when we would be bragging about, a couple of decades and so forth. I think right now, maybe we let that one go, except...
Well, it's still going, and it's still going strong. My goodness,
I know.
Things that are still happening to us, you know, and I should be thinking of quietening down a bit and taking it easy.
That's never works out.
Never works out.
Not in the entertainment business, I'm afraid, in particular. Now, what do you do after celebrating your golden jubilee as a group, as you did a couple of years back?
Yes, yes.
Which is a great milestone, considering that that then there were only 5 identifiable musical groups of any note that were identified throughout the entire world. I mean, that's a selective honor, but I have a feeling that when people start giving you a lifetime achievements award, maybe they know something that we haven't been told ourselves.
I know. I mean, it's funny, and then you remember there 5 or 6 years ago, I got the Henri Gold Medal.
Yes.
And I got a day named after me by the mayor called the 27th of January, Paddy Maloney's Day. I got it from the Public Advocate and at that time,
De
Blasio. And of course, now he's the mayor. He'd been a follower for many years and came to our big concert at Carnegie Hall and gave us the proclamation
on
the city of New York. But that, and then just in the last 12 months, the president of Mexico for the album that we did, the San Patricio album.
Right.
And he gave me this very prestigious, it's only given out every 2 years, a gold medal as well. And to Galicia in the northwest of Spain, from the president there, I got, through the king of Spain, in fact, I got another medal for Life Achievement Award. So they're pouring in, and I still have a long way to go.
I'm not implying that the medal I got in Ballina when I was 8 years of old for singing O Roma Wadjin.
Well, good man.
I know. And then my elder brother, Enda, who used to get medals like they were, going to go out of print.
Fashion.
Out of fashion. He copped the one medal that I had and put it in his collection.
Oh, did he really? Well, funny that happened to me. A nephew of mine was collecting medals as well. And I don't know how he got his hands on one of my All-Ireland medals. Mm. I won 4 All-Ireland medals when I was in my teens.
No.
And the next thing I saw up on his patch, you know, I couldn't believe it. But that's what it's all about.
The only
pass on,
yeah.
You know, and something we do a lot,
yeah.
You know, in our career now, you know, within the group, there's this, the next generation down of a great harper, Trina Marshall, we have best in the world at the moment, and Aileth McCormack from the island of Lewis, Scots Gaelic island off the west coast.
Yes.
And she's been singing with us for 7 years, and she's going to be with us now this year as well.
Yeah.
And a young fiddle player who, as I say, we give a hand out to promote people. There's a young girl called Tara Breen from County Clare, a fiddle player.
Yeah.
And fiddle and saxophone and flute and dances. And, so she's coming on tour with us this year too.
That's fantastic.
So
yeah.
There's going to be, she's part of, we'll be doing their town hall, of course, on the 8th of March, I think.
Yes.
And many another concert in New Jersey area and that. But, so we have that young blood and a chap called Tim Eady, who is one of the great traditional players. He won the UK musician, folk musician of the year award, last year. And, Tim plays accordion and guitar and sings, and he's just a brilliant musician. So we've got a very strong team with us this year too.
You know, one of the, I suppose, it, as they say, it came before us, and it is untrue, but people have, particularly as we're all getting older, we have a tendency to say, God be with the good old days, as if somehow, you know, the entertainment business in particular, that, you know, because that era is either closing or drawing to a close or something for a particular group of, who have made, you know, like the Chieftains, who've made their mark worldwide, that's the end of it, and there's nothing. But there is so many entertainers and artists, and that it is, it's terrific, you know, to see that, you know, that particularly, you know, many who have been around and close and family members of very significant groups are indeed very much around and alive and continuing the tradition, which is amazing. You've listed a lot of new artists. Many, I'm sure, have come into prominence because of the Chieftains. But it is it's amazing how, you know, how we look at, you know, eras, like many would feel that the Chieftains, the Clancy brothers, you know, Elvis, so many, you know, world-renowned entertainers get credit for changing music for forever and a day. The new artists that are coming to the fore, and there are tons of them.
Yes.
Seem like they're starting yet, and first of all, they are continuing a tradition, and that should be good for all of us.
Yes.
And in your case, or in the case of the Chieftains,
mm-hmm.
it's that's enough to keep you young.
It is, of course, gives them a good boot up, you know.
Yeah.
But but it's out there, and it's astonishing, you know, the sounds mm-hmm. that are happening, like Carlos Nunez, you know, the Galician
piper,
you know, who guested with us for many years,
yes.
too, and he's gone on to higher planes altogether. He's doing brilliantly all over the world, but, and there's so many I would just love, you know, we did Limerick there in November.
That's
we're still
right.
musicians
yeah.
in residence, you might say, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, but at the end of our little performance, I invite the students to join, and they would frighten you. It's so good. But we had almost 90, 95 or something
yeah.
on stage with us all playing the same tune at the same time and finishing together, as we say. But it's just magic.
Shades of the session that we all grew
that's
up.
That's right. The sessions and with different mixtures of instruments and it was just superb. You know, I would love someday to bring them all, everybody on tour with me and just have this, you know, a couple of buses and go around the country here. Because it's great. But I know Coltis now.
Yeah.
Coltis do a good job in that.
An amazing job. And
they've got to be admired too, you know. And then there's other great bands and great groups out and about. Joni Madden is doing her thing. And
Howe and Cherish the Ladies. So many of them.
Yeah.
We're going to get into trouble if we list off, you know, any more other than to say that... you know, that Irish music, traditional Irish music, and for that matter, contemporary Irish music, you know, is making its mark, you know, throughout the world.
Yeah,
however, we'd have to say, though, that that the Chieftains were ahead by a long streak in terms of identifying and bringing on great artists throughout the world. I mean,
I think we must take, and I think we're credited with that from the younger musicians and other bands that have been out. I always give credit, of course, to the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem for what they did for the songs in the 50s and that. But I always had great pride and hope that the music itself, traditional music, would do the same. We stuck to it, and we, as the song goes, we did it our way, and waited 10 years to go full time pro, and you know, first hall concert in the Albert Hall in London, which sold out, and there was no singing, smoke screen, the flashing lights, or dancing, or anything.
Right.
We didn't even sing; we just solid music for 2.5 hours, and it proved, you know, that it's
absolutely
there. It's a great folk art, and we are so proud and happy that we've inherited it, you know, in the likes of Matt Malloy playing flute and
Absolutely.
Kevin singing and Bowron and all this combination with the younger group coming around us now. And even our sound man, you might have heard of a man called Martin Murray. He's from Waterford and a great banjo player, fiddle player.
Yes, indeed.
And he's often done the sound for us, but always joined in. So he's coming on tour as well to do the monitors.
Yeah.
But it leaves them open anytime he likes to join in with us. And
that's great.
So happening. It'll be a big, happy family affair. And, of course, Cara Butler will be there looking after the dancing and the Pulaski brothers. And we've been inviting local dancers, of course, to join us as normal.
As normal,
and this time, an unusual thing, because of our success with the orchestral concerts that we've been putting on. We did 16 last year.
Yes.
And so there's quite a few more coming up next year. But I didn't want to be leaving out, because I'm going back with this tour to the old stuff, like the Long Journey Home.
Yes.
And we've got I think we have a choir in every city that we're going to. So we're going to do Elvis Costello's anthem and the main theme, and of course Shenandoah, the song Shenandoah. Which, you know, people love. And so these are all little added attractions that
I
know.
But listen, for
good measure, I was asked to do write a jig for Nelson Mandela. And his middle name was The Troublemaker. So there's a documentary that hasn't been shown yet. And I'm going to play this jig called the Troublemaker's Jig, you know.
Okay.
So little attractions like that.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're not going to go through the schedule, but there's one that I think deserves a mention.
Yes.
Coming back, of course, to Saratoga.
Ah, yes.
I know, from July 7th to the 11th there.
That's
going to be great, too. And you're digging up... This is my tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Ry Cooder, for God's sake.
I just spoke to him this morning, would you believe. He's joining us on the West Coast.
Fantastic.
For a few concerts. But Ry is, he's mad. He's mad after me to do an album of old Irish songs.
Yeah.
He wants to do that. But he sent me a song, my heavens. You know the one that we used to do years ago, If I Had Maggie in the Wood?
Yeah.
And it's the same melody, written by a, or recorded many years ago by a man called, Uncle Dave Macken. It's a banjo and singing. I think it goes back to the 40s or something.
My God.
And it's just, we've got new stuff like that. And with Roy, incidentally, it'll be a master classes we'll be putting on down there. Everybody talking about their skills and songs and playing. And Roy, we're going to try a new song together and just to demonstrate how we would put this together for a recording.
Right. Well, listen.
Invite the audience to, if they brought instruments, to come up and play with us at some stage.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Keeping the tradition alive. Now, a little bit closer. Next Thursday, we're going to be running into you because you are indeed among the celebrity guests at Mutual of America this Thursday night. And I would say you're somewhat familiar with not only Gary Hines, who is being honored, the founder and artistic director of the Druid Theatre, the famous, the internationally famous Druid Theatre, which those of us in the west of Ireland will say, thank God, took theatre and spread it out from Dublin over to the other side of the of Ireland, to the west coast. But the host of the evening, in addition to Tom Moran and Mutual of America, is your daughter, Aideen, right, and Arnie Segarra.
That's right, Arnie. Well, you're the plague of my life, she is, but she's a wonderful girl and so enthusiastic, and you know her anyway, but she's done so well in the last 12 months, I think, to get three articles in the New York Times.
In the New York Times.
Which is far more than I could ever imagine I'd get, you know.
Yeah.
So she must have some, you know.
You'd be able to go back a few years and pick one here and there, you know. But it's
that's right.
Three in a year from the New York Times, you have to be doing something right.
Exactly.
Now, also... The connection, you know, and the support of the de Blasios, the mayor and his wife, of course, Shirlene McRae, they have been very supportive, not just of the arts, but actually with a particular interest in the Irish arts, and most of that, of course, would have come around from, you know, the chieftains as well.
Right, indeed.
How did you latch on, or how did they latch on to the chieftains?
I think it was, when we did, you know, the New York Arts Club, they presented me with that gold medal that time.
Right.
And, which had so many great tributes from all my Irish friends from all over the world, and Bonos and everywhere. But, he came along to that. He was invited along, and he supported, you know, Fallen Angel, my daughter's company, production company, and that's when I met him first. And he was the public advocate at the time.
Right.
And so he gave me a proclamation for New York, and I was named. My day was the 27th of January. So, Paddy Maloney's day. So that all came down through the powers that be. But, you know, it was Art Garfunkel there and Bill Whelan and so many greats and yourself.
Yeah.
And it was just a great occasion.
Yeah, I was in charge.
I couldn't believe it. He appeared at our big 50th year at Carnegie Hall 2 years ago.
Try now.
And, he also, you know, gave a proclamation to the whole band.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, he just loves the music, and that's what,
yeah.
That's one thing, you know, there's no barriers,
yeah.
You know, there's no I think right across the board, from country to country, everywhere we go, it's this music that ties everything in, you know?
Yeah, I feel honored that you included me in that list of VIPs because a lot of people wouldn't have noticed. I was doing the coat check that night.
Terrible man.
Anyway,
I've known you long enough, and you've been such a great supporter of ours. We have to thank you for
that's
that,
the,
and for
that's,
Aileen as well.
You
mentioned, and you look after her, so very thankful for that.
I wanted to use this occasion as well to not only echo what you're saying, but to also, it takes a Maloney, it must be in the genes, to take on something as basically as essential in a very crowded market in theater in New York City. To take on a women's theater, not only performed but directed, and every aspect of for women, by women, and to make headway in that area again is the first. So I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
Indeed, on Thursday evening, and for the
we'll have some music too. There's a lot of other musicians coming along too.
I understand, and I tell you one thing right now: I'm not doing coat check again. I did that once.
Right.
Did very poorly, mind you. I thought, you know, having world famous musicians around, you know, I'd be up half the night counting, and it was very bleak. So I've given that up, and I will be there.
Don't worry, I'll pass you a glass of red wine in case that goes
wrong. Okay, Patty. But again, we look forward to seeing you and the great lineup of entertainers, which is terrific.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Okay, and
it'll
be twice the fun if the mayor and indeed Shirlane McRae's wife would be there too. And as of now, I can tell you, it is very much on their schedule. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you Thursday evening.
Please God, Adrian, thank you.
Okay. And
great to talk to you.
Find your way here.
Yeah.
The Event Friends, hosted by Mutual of America, it's at 320 Park Avenue between 50 and 51st Street this Thursday evening. It starts at 6 o'clock. And Aideen Maloney and Arnie Segarra are indeed bestowing the Sepharam Award, Women in Theatre, the 2014 honoree Gary Hines, the Tony-winning director and co-founder and artistic director of the Druid Theatre Company. So we'll see you there. You can get information, by the way, on the Chieftains simply by logging on to thechieftains.com. And for the Fallen Angel Theatre and for the event coming up on Thursday, to which you can't just drop in if you're in the neighborhood, you need to make reservations, well, that is fallenangeltheatre.org. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.